Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harold Arlen and Walter Donaldson and fulfill some requests. A couple of weeks ago, I played Spider and Web segments for listener Mike from Pasadena, who was recuperating from a stay in the hospital. Well, this past week, Mike's wife Sally underwent knee replacement surgery, so this week for listener Sally, with best wishes for a speedy recovery herself, we're going to start off with a set of knee songs. Here are the Indiana Syncopators.
Thank you. I guess that I'm in love. She's just a farmer's daughter, but say, oh pal, you ought to meet her every evening in the moonlight down by the old mill stream. While she's dreaming, I'm steaming, you know what I mean. I'm falling, and I don't need a shawl, because I'm knee-deep in daisies and head over heels in love.
Along old Harlem Way, that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping, the piano's thumping, the dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it see. Yeah. This is joint, boy. Yeah. You hit that chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean, the joint is jumping. Uh-huh, no time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Hit the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig pee, beer, and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, baby. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
No, no, no. A set of knee songs with best wishes for listener Sally, who's recovering from knee replacement surgery. Now, Sally couldn't possibly be old enough to remember the phrase bee's knees, but we began with the Indiana Syncopators in early 1923 and Bee's Knees, written by Ted Lewis and Ray Lopez. I do have Ted Lewis's 1923 recording as well, but it's not in good enough condition to play on the show. Next, we heard George Olson and his music from August 21st, 1925, and I'm knee-deep in daisies, with words by Joe Goodwin, Jack Stanley, and George A. Little, and music by Paul Ash and Larry Shea. I was going to finish up the show with the Dixie Daisies version of Bee's Knees on Cameo, but it's quite similar to the Indiana Syncopators version, so we finished up with an oblique reference to knees, Fats Waller and his rhythm, and the joint is jumpin'. Get it? Knee? Joint?
That's silly.
Okay, well, there is Fats' line in there, why I'll knock you to your knees. That recording is from October 7th, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I received a nice email last week from listener Dan with, as he put it, his first requests of 2006. Unfortunately, I only have one of the two records he requested, but here it is to start off a segment about somebody else.
Until you get somebody else. My mentality is all aflame. Your personality is all to blame. I may not look the part, but you can break my heart until you get somebody else. Thank you.
every night. Oh, do, 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 do. And I dreamed I saw somebody hold you tight. Now I've heard the dream come true. That's why I'm feeling blue. Sweetheart, I can't help but say to you, there must be somebody else trying to kiss you. There must be somebody else, that's why I miss you. Sweetheart, if you love the old and true love, don't let that new love get us apart. There must be somebody else telling you stories. There must be somebody else praising your glory. I've got that certain feeling down in my heart. There just must be somebody else. You wouldn't do me like you do me, else you wouldn't make me feel so gloomy. I hate to be accusing you, I hate to be losing you. Instead of giving all your kisses to me, acting like you never really knew me. You don't love me anymore like you did before.
Thank you.
Well, there's a set of rapidly rotating records about the nameless and elusive somebody else. We began with George Olsen and his music, by way of request from listener Dan, and Until You Get Somebody Else. That was written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, and is from the Eddie Cantor show Whoopee. The vocalist on that December 11, 1928 Victor recording was Fran Fry. And we have a whole set of Walter Donaldson coming up in the last segment of the show. Next, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, February 29, 1928, and When You're With Somebody Else, written by Ruth Etting, Abel Baer, and L. Wolfe Gilbert.
What a songwriter. You know, he wrote Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, Down Yonder, The Peanut Vendor, Lilac Time, and oh, a great bunch of songs.
Well, yes, he did, Jack. Then it was Miss Annette Hanshaw and There Must Be Somebody Else, written by Archie Gottler, Sidney Clare, and Maceo Pinkard. That's from November 23, 1927. We finished up with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and De Silva, Brown & Henderson's You Try Somebody Else. The vocal on that November 2nd, 1931 recording was by the Wallace Trio.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, like listener Dan, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I also got a nice email from regular listener Len in Linden, Washington, way up there in the very northwest corner of the state, with a request for Anything by Billy Hayes and his orchestra. And Len even sent along an attachment to his email of a 1929 photograph of Billy Hayes and his orchestra. Thank you very much for that, Len. According to Brian Rust, Billy Hayes made only 14 issued sides, and Len remarked that he has heard only two of them. So here for listener Len are three more.
Happiness lies right in that thumpity thumb. I never thought I'd get such a lucky break. Now tell me, do you think that that's so hard to take? How Carolina can dress, she looks so wa-da-da-da. If Carolina says yes, I'll feel so wa-da-da-da. There's nothing half as nice, I'm right in paradise. When Carolina smiles at me, when Carolina smiles. Thank you.
Wouldn't seem, the sun wouldn't shine, but you came along just in time. All day I was blue, at night I would pine, but you came along just in time. For like a little blue bird, you flew through my door and brought the joy that I've been waiting for. I'm singing a song, the whole world's in rhyme, 'cause you came along just in time. Thank you.
I say I love you? Do you believe me when I say I care? Do you believe me when I say I'm hoping my gladness and my sadness you will share?
Billy Hayes and his orchestra by request of listener Len in Linden, Washington. We began with both sides of Victor V-40103. The first was When Carolina Smiles, and the B-side was Just in Time. That issued fourth take of When Carolina Smiles was recorded on April 26, 1929. It took five takes to get Just in Time right, with the first four takes made April 18th and the fifth on April 26th. The vocalist on both those was Andrew T. Stanton. We finished up with Billy Hayes himself providing the vocal on Do You Believe from May 16, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, February 15th, marked the birth in 1905 in Buffalo, New York, of Hyman Arluck. You may know him better as Harold Arlen, one of the great composers of American standards of the 20th century. His father was a cantor, but Harold was drawn to secular music. He began taking piano lessons at age 9, and by 15 started his musical career as a pianist accompanying silent movies. He formed his own band, where he was pianist, arranger, and vocalist, called the Snappy Trio, which later became a five-piece group known as the Southbound Shufflers. He dropped out of school, and the band, which now included his younger brother Julius, played aboard the Crystal Beach lakeboat Canadiana during the summer of 1923. He was invited to join a local band called the Yankee Six, which evolved into an 11-man band known as the Buffalodians, and Arlen made his first records in 1926 as vocalist with the group. His first big hit as a composer came in 1930 with Get Happy, written with Ted Kohler, with whom he also wrote such hits as I've Got the World on a String, Minnie the Moocher, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and Stormy Weather. Other collaborators over the years included Yip Harburg, Ira Gershwin, Johnny Mercer, Lou Brown, Dorothy Fields, Leo Robin, and Jack Yellen. In July of 1938, Arlen and Yip Harburg were signed by MGM to write the score for The Wizard of Oz. He continued writing songs into the 1970s. He died in New York City on April 23, 1986. Here are three from the pen of Harold Arlen.
Got to have music, cause what's the matter about music? But the music has got to be sweet and hot. Got to be sweet, got to be hot. I've got to have girlfriend, cause mad about girlfriend. But the girlfriend has got to be sweet and hot, sweet and hot. I don't care what tune, as long as it's a hot tune. Keep the heat in it, but sweeten it. I've got to have music, cause I'm mad about music. But the music has got to be sweet and hot. Got to be sweet, got to be hot.
From you, out of your embrace, this world's a temporary parking place, a bubble for a minute. You smile, the bubble has a rainbow in it. Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky, hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
that's no good. You're only misleading the sunshine I'm needing. Ain't that a shame? It's so hard to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere when love's to blame. So ill wind blow away, let me rest today. You're blowing me no good, no good. You're only misleading the sunshine I'm needing. Ain't that a shame? It's so hard to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere when love's to blame. So ill wind blow away, let me rest today. You're blowing me no good, no good.
Composer Harold Arlen, born February 15, 1905. We began with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies in January of 1931 and Sweet and Hot from the show You Said It. The Jack Yellen lyrics were sung there by Harold Arlen himself. Next, it was Cliff Edwards with the Arlen-Billy Rose Yip Harburg collaboration It's Only a Paper Moon from the Fox film Take a Chance. That was recorded by Vocalion on October 26, 1933. We finished up with Maxine Sullivan, August 22, 1939, and Ill Wind, written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. Maxine Sullivan was active right up until her death and recorded Ill Wind along with 15 other Kohler-Arlen songs in 1984.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, February 15th, marked the birth in 1893 in Brooklyn, New York, of composer Walter Donaldson. His father was a piano teacher, and Walter showed an early talent for composition, but his first job was with a Wall Street brokerage. After that, he did get a job as a song plugger for a Tin Pan Alley music publisher, but got fired for writing his own songs on company time. His first hit came in 1915 with his song Back Home in Tennessee, which was recorded the following year by Prince's Orchestra. He met Irving Berlin while entertaining troops during World War I, and in 1919 he joined Berlin's publishing company. During his tenure with Berlin, he wrote My Buddy, Carolina in the Morning, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, That Certain Party, At Sundown, My Blue Heaven, and Makin' Whoopee, and in 1928 he formed his own music publishing firm, Donaldson, Douglas, and Grumble. In 1929, he moved to Hollywood and contributed songs to many movie musicals, including Kid Millions and The Great Ziegfeld. Walter Donaldson died in Santa Monica, California, on July 15, 1947. He collaborated with lyricists including Edgar Leslie, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, Gus Kahn, and Cliff Friend on songs including Love Me or Leave Me, Kansas City Kitty, In the Middle of the Night, Sam the Old Accordion Man, Just Like a Melody Out of the Sky, You Didn't Have to Tell Me, An Evening in Carolina, You're Driving Me Crazy, Did I Remember, I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose, Mr. Meadowlark, Cuckoo in the Clock, Lazy Louisiana Moon, An Earful of Music, Could Be, You Never Looked So Beautiful Before, and these. ¶¶
baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me.
Thank you. heading for. I'll be in Virginia in the morning, where the sky's always blue. Sunshine there will welcome you when that dewy Dixie day is dawning. There I'll meet my sweet forget-me-not. There is where I live and learn a lot. I'm shouting, let it rain, let it pour. I won't cry or smile once more. I'll be in Virginia in the morning.
We began our tribute to Walter Donaldson with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra from Hit of the Week 1104B, released in September of 1930, and My Baby Just Cares for Me. The vocalist there was Frank Luther. Next, from July 25th, 1930, it was Little White Lies, with the vocal by Claire Hanlon and a female trio. Then, from 1925, we heard the Meyer Davis Orchestra with the vocal refrain by Billy Murray and Let It Rain, Let It Pour. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.